Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ah, the crash of waves on the shoreline, the signature sound of summer turning into fall, that extended summer thanks to climate change that we are all enjoying so much. Welcome to Astounding Universe. I'm Jim Metzner.
And I'm Bob Berman.
And Bob, what do you got for us today?
Well, let's talk about hanging out on the beach. If we're not reading a book, we might just be staring out at the wave. What's the science behind it? What's going on?
What's going on with waves?
Yeah, how often do they come? Why do they break? What's happening there for us science types? Because it sure keeps going, doesn't it?
These are the tough questions of the season. Okay, so what's going on? Tell us.
Well, first of all, if we time the waves, if we'll notice that they come in periodically every 6 seconds, 7 seconds, 8 seconds, up to 9 seconds, but never longer than that. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of cool. We notice that there are days when the waves are higher, there are days at the beach when they're lower, but they all do the same thing. As they head in, they start to rise up, they start to curl forward. And why is that happening?
Quick question for us. What causes a wave?
Well, generally in the ocean, or even on large lakes, it's wind.
Ah, so the wind is pushing this wave. And I've heard stories that say that waves travel long distances. This is true?
Yeah, they can cross vast oceans if they're not interfered with. So the wave you're seeing might have started halfway around the world.
Okay, amazing. So now, what is it that makes a wave crash and curl?
It's kind of cool. So the main things with waves are the height of the wave and the length of the wave, the wavelength. So as the wave approaches the shore, everything's getting shallower. So the bottom of the wave, that's the part underwater, is increasingly encountering the bottom. And so that's friction that slows down the bottom part of the wave, but the top part of the wave is still continuing forward. It's tons of water. It still has its own momentum, its own inertia. So the top goes at the old speed. The bottom is slowed down. And as a result, the wave top leans forward. So it rises up and leans forward. But it can't do that when the ratio between its height and its length reaches 1:7, because water just can't pile up. I mean, when we were kids, we used to pile up sand, we used to pile up clay and mud, and, you know, we like to make piles of things. Well, water can't pile beyond a 1:7 ratio.
What does that mean, a 1:7? What do you mean?
If the height of the water mound is 3 feet, and the length of the wave from the top of the wave through the trough to the next wave is more than 21 feet, fine. But if it's less than 21 feet, the water can't be supported. And so this water, whose top is already leaning forward, the wave has to break. It breaks because it can't hold itself up. And that's the term we use. We say, hey, look, that wave is breaking. The deeper you get, actually, the more you're adding to the H part of that. And that limits
the H part of it?
The height.
Yeah.
And so you compare that to the length, that is the distance from the peak through the trough to the next wave. Mm-hmm. Measure that. Let's say it's 21 feet. And let's say that the height from the peak to the trough is 3 feet. Well, now you've reached your 7:1 ratio, and that's as high as that mound can get without breaking.
So if you're a surfer and you're going down to one of these fabulous surf spots where you know in advance that they're going to be big mega waves, that means that because of the lay of the land and the conditions,
you're going to be able to get the taller wave if you have the longer wavelength, the distance from that wave to the next wave farther out.
Okay, now counting waves, like every ninth wave is going to be the big one. Is that all hearsay, or is it true that the big guy comes like it with a certain periodicity?
Yeah, there can be periodicities, again, caused by the original conditions. There can be speeds. For example, a typical speed of an incoming wave is about the same speed that you drive in moderate traffic, 35, 40 miles an hour. That's the speed of incoming waves.
I hope we get a lot of surfers weighing in on this one with their own thoughts. We'd love to hear from you, surfers or body surfers or anybody who's at the ocean, if you have any wave questions. Anything else? Anything else on waves? Is that it? You pretty much got it?
Yeah, I think I'm going to wave the rest.
So on that cheery note, next time you're at the ocean, body surfing or just observing the waves, think height, think depth, think periodicity, and the fact that that wave could have come from a long, long way away. I'm Jim Metzner.
And I'm Bob Berman.
See you next time on
Astounding Universe.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.